Praise the Lord, and welcome to yet again another God of Our Nation program on a Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. We say greetings all the way from Turaki in Suva to all of you, not only in Fiji, but globally. Corners of the world, and whatever you're going through this morning, we welcome you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will say good morning and greetings to our members, new Methodists all over the world. Wherever you're at, congregating, meeting, division for New Zealand, I believe you're all in Whanganui. So we say Bulavinaka, all the way from Fiji. And we hope all the visitation that happened yesterday, thank you so much for all the updates given. And I believe that you people are all looking forward to a powerful service today. And thank you for the sitting, thank you for the commitment, and also the support. For Australia, we say Bulavinaka, all the way from Fiji as well. And to the whole of Europe, inclusive of Romania, Cyprus, Northern Ireland, Scotland, as well as Germany. So we are Kerovac. Wakambula tukene na yadha vinaka ni ngoni turangu chisu na singa vinaka ni kuwa. Wakambula talanga vikenda me vanu atu, vanu atu talanga si Saula and Rendini talanga si Lisa, and all the city pastors of the Vanuatu of the three zone. We welcome you. And thank you for your commitment and also for your support. Virtual zone, we have people all the way from American Samoa, Bolivinaka, Ms. Seta, as well as Papua New Guinea, Taltalavasuinuku. We say greetings to you through the virtual zone today, and we believe that all of you are logging in from different countries that you are in, as well as Manila. Bolivinaka to Executive Manager Logistics, Talangasi Tiko, Wakambola to Kaini Maiviti, and we believe that your family are also part of this program this morning, and they are with you in prayers, as always. And not forgetting the Marshall Islands, we have Randini Talanga Cindy Keva, Nakambea, thank you for joining in. And also the Cook Islands, we have Randini Talanga Nancy Vakavaka. And we believe that all of you are going through your own struggles and issues, and we believe that there is no other greater than serving this God. So thank you for being part of this program as always, and thank you for joining us as and when you're able to. And we are so grateful to have you back yet once again. For Fiji, all around Viti Levu and Vono Levu, we can tell that you can be Korokor can be Yaniano. Wakambula to can be Kenda and Sivinakanikua. We believe that today is the Western Division Mission Sunday. Thank you for all the updates. Beautiful setup in your own living room. Yeah. The lounges, it's so beautiful. The commitment and the passion that you people have invested into creating that atmosphere at home. It's just a family gathering, but you treat it like it's a worship center or it's a zone meet. A few of you have posted your updates from last night. Thank you, Auntie Amma. Beautiful setup. It's just so beautiful. Thank you to the Kaba family, all the way in Votolebu, Vinakaba Kalebu. It's very inspiring just to see that, because whatever it is, against all odds, regardless of the situation in Fiji, you create your own little church in your own little haven at home to make you, being part of the service this morning. So on that note, I thank you to all the Western Divisions, and thank you to the Northern Division, Keto wakambula tukani. Kemi ni kalunga tawale. Keto isu wa keto struggle to keto containment area where people are free. You see your beaches, beautiful beaches, and see you have that freedom. So today, we would like to welcome you and say thank you for being part of this service. We nakaba kelebu na vitu koni tumai. And we mataka baka ungo. And we singa tambu na tini na vima mani tini. We kenda kede viti apart from the Western Division, that are actually doing the mission study today. We would like to say greetings to all the families out there. I believe, Central Eastern, everybody. You're all sitting and listening into the program today. So we would like to say greetings to you and welcome you this morning. Vinakaba Kalebu. And I believe you are already, physically well-dressed, sitting there waiting on the Lord this morning. It doesn't mean that we're worshiping from home, that you can just wear your home clothes and still sitting in the kitchen and listening in. For new Methodists, please get yourself ready and sit. Show God that you're ready to hear from Him. Show God that you're willing and you are really excited to meet Him this morning. And we believe that you also have your whole communion ready for the service today. So I will give this time to Gaselevu to welcome the others apart from the church.
Matan tu etolu bendal ni abude der ni sambula binaka watala kina na sana tini gaba na tikina ndoran raudio sambula lima bi korkoro ndoran ndoran raudio sambula tolu nimbula binaka na velu taki ba matentu ke ba ni ba rong tu mai na ba bi tamba na ndindi so ba go sibi kenda na front line bu na da ba rong tu mai kina sa ba mbule tu ni sibi na ni kwa not forgetting those of you on isolation or quarantine centers hotels in the western those and the core coast or even at home we take this time to greet you and to welcome you, those in hospitals, CWM, in Lautoka, and not forgetting those in the dome and also those in the gymnasium. We take this time to greet you in the mighty name and the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
This wonderful morning. Not forgetting soldiers and policemen that you are outside our country doing the peacekeeping duties.
Yeah.
We take this time to greet you in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Obo mbota ni rongo makarasese tukani na Facebook ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship se na my TV Facebook na wata wata dabanga obaro tumaikina sasara tumaikina sabaga mbule tukani. Hena singa binaga niko na kukoma niya da chisu.
Hallelujah.
Weekend kende kende sa may lockdown tu suba. Hesega ni ra lesu tuko kina na muni banua sabaga mbule tukani weekend may banua lebu na tuko yibiti lebu. Weekend may kandabu na si tuko yibiti lebu sa may vienu nitale so. Au sabaga mbule tukani puna dhaba baro tumaikina.
Hallelujah.
Sini ule dhabi na matahuba kimani na viwe kani ni tiko na matahuba litalanga si simi mbale. Kimuni sembertunga ni loko sumbi tabiuni,
sela
sumbi imbua na sabo tura imbua ni barong tu mai sabo ambule tunga ni
mataka
ni sika ni dai ni taka na posa ni kalue na kero na bawa set tunga ni kai na bita na lama ikero na elo tambu ni kalume non da bata na sika bina gani kuwa na vaga imbali imbali na tali katoa na dua na yau anda zuru matingo malta na kalue lago mai me vaga sangara ka vaga ambula na tamata saeli
katu
kuwa heo na katuma ke vaga ni dua zuru na bukunga na ndo zuri anika zuri mai ena kune kaka na
tima oh haleluya
kako kwa usala kumai merona mbula iya ena rao waka li usara tunuka ndula kumai biya uko kimdu mandu sa hoza thulata ni zonzo mbimi una waka zingi kimdu ndo waka tangarana wikimdu na nungu iwa ndo buli biya ni sa alu malu waka alu malumu ndo na kune kini na waka zingi ni alu mdo ni sa rao rao na nungu iwa
oh haleluya
kai mamanda na nungu iwa
amen
ni kwa kero na taramandanga waka lilai you know fear makes you not
Achieving,
or not proceeding forward.
Yeah.
Na rere, se na ririko, endo wagabuna na numu suka kimuri. Hallelujah. And that is something that we want to, it's very broad, ramba ile usanga, and ambula ni bagambauta, and ambula ni zakazaka, and
ambula
ni buli, na maitui na loma ni taoni. Na
rere,
na matabubale, na bula bagabiwatini.
Yeah.
Na numu rere, se na numu ririko, wagabuna na numu suka kimuri.
Yeah, fear can be one of your odds, you know. So you have to fight against all odds. We usually talk about the kingdom of economics and on the ambula, you know, and the mevaka the kubutiti ko nando na vilutaki ni kalunela tambo weekenda. Ilebo nanga na narere o bakambota tiko kete weekenda to zoko. And doing the nando level la narere, we fear different things, and our fear, you know, in percentage. It can be a fear of lack of money, fear of losing your job, fear of being sick, or fear of the unknown, or fear of stepping out, you know, into a new job. There's a lot of fear elements in our life. But today, we've just been led by the Holy Spirit, because that fear can take you away from what God has planned for you or destined your life to be. Because it can be the odd that you have entertained in your life, and you're not fighting against it, but you are embracing it. And it's taking you out from what God has planned for your life. Because we believe that this God has given us a great plan, just according to his word in Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you. Nanonda kalue ka weekend, and yoko endundua, e kilana, e tubutuba, menda binaka kina. E senga menda dhakina, menda binaka kina. Kemebalea, kwesa, promos taka weekend, kwesa, ayala taka weekend, nambula endundonu me taudoko, nambula endundonu me nomu. Menda kakwini bakatarana, nanonda rere, senanonda nuinga wangawa, me kotelevi na vika imbita na kalu weekend ke mebala na nikua ke robita lo takatiko endondo no me wa seba kamatelele weekend na zamu manda na rere bala tele weekend and dambitiko na rere ko butu tele buna ka and nga me dambitiko kina nda senga ni zakzaka teke kende kina bala na rere e kena bimba sai na lundondo ni kondondo ke mebala you're confident of God's love, you're confident of the God that you serve. You're so bold because you know, who you serve. You know exactly where you're going. You know what to do. You're not defined by the surrounding, or not defined by the people, or not defined by the status of the country that you're in. But you know fully well who you are within you. So don't fear. Today, you do not fear. In Isaiah 41:10, the word of the Lord promises and tells us, do not fear, for I am your God. Do not be dismayed, for I am with you. I will help you, and I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. It goes to all levels. It can be a couple, it can be the family, it can be an owner of an organization, you can be a businessman, you can be who you call yourself to be. Or you can be just a child, you can be a student, going to school, maybe in the high school or primary school. You can be anyone who is listening today. For students, we may be fearing because we are not joining the class in the Zoom. We are not really there with our schoolwork, with our teacher. So you are left in the unknown. And you don't know what to do because you lack the gadget. You lack the ability. Hallelujah. And that can just create fear in itself within you. Or by hearing something, because a lot of people, you are accessible to, the social media and the Facebook. I'm not part of it. I believe he's not too as well. But a lot of you, just by reading certain things, it creates that fear without you being able to control it. But today, as a child of the living God, in the Lubinicolo, we must stand up and conquer. We must stand up and define our life because your life matters. Your life matters. And if your life matters, then you need to fight for it. Oh, hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 14, verse 13, the Amen. Bible says, Moses tell the Israelites not to fear.
Amen.
Because fear will take away your arriving to Canaan.
Hallelujah.
That fear becomes a barrier
yes.
to your destiny.
Yeah.
And most of us, we fear the unknown. Most of us, we fear what's coming.
Hallelujah.
Fear is a demonic spirit. Come to Paul with Timothy. And Karoni no nivola na kena wasendu tikne vitu esenga ni soli weekenda na yalo ni rere. We were not given the spirit of fear
and timidity. Yeah.
We were given the spirit of boldness,
Hallelujah.
Sound mind, and love. Hareda.
Amen.
Kema bali ni soli weekenda na yalo ni ndondo. Esoli weekenda na yalo ni kaukawa. Esoli weekenda na yalo ni loloma.
Hallelujah.
Most of the time we are unsuccessful because of fear.
Hallelujah.
Most of the time we are not doing well, whatever we touch, we are not doing well because of fear. Na fear na kena bagaroronga, kena bosombeka meroro mikenda. The fear is F-E-A-R.
Amen.
False expectation appears to be real.
Yeah.
And do na kaya rei, do tu na kaya, sing do na
kaya. Hallelujah.
Levu na itala noa, na ibola tambwe, prove tagikina. E kai tu na kalu kuni gorere ka kuni gotanga ka kuni gorere ka kuni gotanga e vosu tu bimose se kuni rere kuni gotanga e vosu vitosu kuni gorere kuni gotanga samo e vosu vir na israeli ai se abitebi tu kuni gorere kuni gotanga
amen
fear is a demonic spirit
amen
hallelujah stopping you from reaching your destination
hallelujah
hallelujah Yanabuna shindroni invest kina na tamata na yanabuna you don't want to go to the unknown because
yeah. You fear that you will not be able to.
You fear that you fail. You fearing of fail.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We've
been through a lot, ups and downs,
yes.
left and right.
The more the better.
Hallelujah. We got no fear.
Yeah.
Kau social media, up and down,
yeah. When God is for you, you will not be afraid.
Hallelujah. A spirit of boldness. It come your way, a lion,
Hallelujah.
A bear,
yes.
or a giant. Hallelujah. Senga seranga ni ndo na kena lenga biko.
Amen.
Biko na bosso mo ndo bikenda ni tal tal baro tinu go. Ndo na ka stop ta kenda tigo menda tamata kaga, tamata koko ni ko.
Hallelujah.
Malta na rere. The ziu nda lamu ni bosso mo ndo.
Amen.
We can become a representative of God wherever we are.
Hallelujah.
We can speak state, we can talk state, we can preach state because of fear. So in every areas of our life, some affect the giviti tunikwa. Maltanawa, fear of the unknown.
Hallelujah.
Lebuni rere etariken. Kuna tobalemuna ba madalta na zaba e bagabuna tiko na fia. Iku sa taratongori, na ka e bagabuna tu na rere, na zaba e bagabuna rere. Do na ka e bagabuna na rere ngo, maltana ka ko barusu taba.
Amen.
Ni sa rongo tunga, sa rongo tunga me koliade.
Like you fear of the unknown, eh? You don't know what you're going to face.
Sana, tormandango, na kirimutai. Ke baka lo mo sarongo lebutu indu na ka sarongo lebutu eh sarma irere wala na suti ni sireli mbatanga.
Hallelujah.
So the fear of what is said na kasa tukuni eh baka rere baki so sa sin masuale so sa sin wil volta mbalta sa tukuni ma ingo na baka ndo mumbula ni baka rere baki sa ma irere tuna.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Goliath lago me ortuna 10 spies or tukuna eto to Totoka, na grip, sufagatu na bunyuto. Totoka, nangele mbulambula. Sa, wunu wa sa totoka niya.
Hallelujah.
Maleta na rere, ya kake toreda, erata matalele
ya huya.
Because of the things that you are facing, ando na kaya wakabule tuko na rere.
Hallelujah. Itukubiko na alondondo, itukubiko na alonganga, na kaya korede, ikusenga ni defined by it. I mean, talking about those spies, when they go, everything was good, they said, but they mentioned the fact that they are so huge, like giants. That's how they describe it, because of the way they look. And then you have two that walked in and say, no, they look like grasshoppers. So you have a set of eyes looking at the same thing, saying it's a giant, and someone saying it is a grasshopper. The two extremes. And within you, what is your fear? The fear of the unknown. The fear of not being able to pay your bills. The fear of your mortgage keep on overtaking you. The fear of no food on the table. The fear of no food in the cupboard. The fear of lack. The fear of sickness. Or the fear of everything around you. The fear of being talked about. The fear of being condemned, the fear of being, you know, intimidated by the people around you. That fear you cannot control. It's within you. But when you know God and you're born from within, it changed the way you look at things. It changed the same set of eyes, like what we mentioned. One mentioned that it's a giant and the other said it's a grasshopper. So which one you belong to? Do you look at things around you and say, okay, that is a grasshopper. Come on, get out of my way. Or you say, this is a giant. And then you start talking about it. No matter how much you talk, it's not going to remove the giant. You need to stand up and be bold within you. It's not in the physical sense. It's not in your strength. It's within you.
Hallelujah.
Because greater is the one that is in you than the one that is outside of you. You fight the good fight because God is fighting with you. Oh,
so
hallelujah.
The things that you see, it's been proven by a lot of people.
Amen.
That's one thing that costs your faith. Number two, you don't know your enemy.
Amen.
You must know your enemy.
Hallelujah.
For you to know your enemy will take away the fear. You study your enemy. The devil is your enemy.
Hallelujah.
When you know your enemy that is already defeated.
Yes.
Jesus said, I already conquered the world.
Hallelujah.
So fear not only what you see, fear is also the unknown you don't see. Another fear, another cause of fear, the information or the story that you heard.
Hallelujah.
You are not trying to find the truth. You can see me a killer and andina, ni kago borodruma. Na kanga gorongo they can, na kago gorongo they can, na kaya kaya. Na kanga raka, eramaikaya, na kaya eramaikaya, eramaikaya, monogorongo da ginagorere.
Hallelujah.
They talk about Goliath. But David is not listening to what the people say.
Amen.
And he's not wanting to see the giant that he's seeing. Hallelujah. Tunoga, auna musuka na uluna. Auna musuka na uluna.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What enemy that is standing in front of you,
amen,
that you need to cut the neck? Don't go on a rere. A recibia na rere. Tamatalotu rere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kenda ndondo na pagtartara ni blablabla. Kenda ngay rere ni lagutuwe nandina.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Ndote lango. the insecurity, your foundation, you don't know yourself properly.
Yeah.
Sa walang ani ko siniklan na nung enemy, hoy ko mandang ako siniklan na
mo
puno ko dito kino.
Oh, hallelujah.
Siniklan ko lang ko may ibig, ko lang ko ibig sa usap tibig.
Amen. Kailangan mo kalo kila ko mandang.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Ningono ko kila kina nung kalo ko sa kila ko sa.
Yes.
When you know your God, you know your identity. The Bible says, those that believe in Jesus, they are called the children of God.
Hallelujah.
And when God is with you, you are a child of God. And when God is with you, who shall be against you? Kusama italindre ene bukuni no mu rere.
Hallelujah.
Lebuna talindre yazo tukuni ko mbali kenda rere. Nonda rere na lago batakina kalo.
Amen.
Nonda rere na tukuni ndalumi ni kalo. Nonda rere ni tukuni ndatamatalot. Lebuna ngone ndo tubango. Okaya sasin ningun yango sasin kantabaku sasin maten balko salotu. Hallelujah. Kenda rere ni ndabrenta kitamatalotu.
Hallelujah.
Kenda rere ni ndabrenta kinitamatamurichisu. Hallelujah. Because the world is trying very hard for you to be on his side.
Amen.
But when you know where you're standing on, you'll be very bold to speak. You'll be very bold to stand for Jesus. You'll be very bold to do
Amen.
What is right.
Hallelujah.
Your Christian duty and your human obligation, you will do it well.
Hallelujah.
Nambula raramba, you're going to tell your rokina.
Amen.
Natal tell your rokina, bunu kothakina. As an employee, you will follow what the company and the leaders
yes.
will tell you. I'm talking about you are fearing and depending on others. You're depending on what people say.
Amen.
Because you are not confident where you are standing.
Hallelujah. You can only fight unless and until you know who you're fighting.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because when you know your enemy, you know what weapon to use.
Yes.
When you don't know your enemy, you lose every weapon.
Hallelujah.
And the enemy will be laughing at you.
Yes.
Will be laughing at you because some of the weapon you are destroying yourself.
I want to zero in to the current status that we are in now in Fiji. You know, on the coronavirus. That's why we are here. Like for Central Eastern, well, we are trying to live the new normal. Most of us, we come to work and, you know, practice as much as possible. Like to be more overprotective, mask up, sanitize, everything. You know, we do all those kind of stuff. But at this point in time, there's a lot of fear. A lot of fear.
Yes, yes, the there's a lot of fear.
We must come here, can then eat okay? Belata can then eat okay? Can then eat okay? Can then garavi kalo? Can then eat okay? Can the bakalo? And don't kalo, neither on the Chisu Christo, nor on the bakamula. Can the bakalo? Or can then eat okay? Can the gambula mais? Every weekend, the Sudumai, wrong order to na, neither go, neither nikalo, and garavatu, and the same one. Didn't the game ding ding? Maybe some of us are sitting in a very good position, your own businesses. You've had a good life, yes, and you've achieved your life. Yeah, and you have no regards for God. But, indirectly speaking, deep down into the inner core of your heart, one moment of your life, you heard that there is a God, and there is still a God, and is still alive today. So we can't then eat okay, can't or you care. A majority of each
other. Generally speaking.
Can't kill an akalon. We know our God. Or even outside Fiji, wherever you are.
We know our God.
You will start to know much.
You will start to know much.
Back to Fiji. Okay. You know, like we were talking about it yesterday. I'll share my experience. On my last daughter, I gave birth to my daughter, Vonokula, Tiari. And I was anemic. I was like, maybe clinic to go CWM. Now, no go record or anemic. I had never had that for any of my other previous children. But for her, I was. So I was told every time I come for my clinic, I will be having that injection. So I had about 12 sets of injection, you know, at the back. And every time I come, Remember, osa sudo tu endua, sa sudo atio rossi, sudo fia, go kena katolo. Katolo ni wanengo, obya kachi kongo. Mela to kenda ni ito kei, kenda ndo rarvaka ni idula. Gendo vangango nasi, ni ongo ne mandanga, o kenda mandanga ivali. You know, at home. Yendo nongo ne evaka sa... This is my story. And every time, remember, I'm 8 months, not going on to pop, 9 months pregnant, and walking to CWM, having my clinic. And every time I have that needle, or every time that I walk into this dresser with the nurse, every time, for the 12th times having that, I'm turning to the nurse and I'm asking the nurse, Nasi, emosi? Nedulongo e dula mosi. Yo sa dula oti kina ba vida. O sa dula, dula ba tini karuwa na dula chingango. E na vingo na kedele le dula, o nobu kive nasi. Nasi, emosi, eo yao. Yo e dula makumbungo kwe RHD. And he's listening today, Israel. Okwe RHD. From last year, every month he has the injection for that treatment. Yes, we believe in Christ. Yes, we have faith in Christ. And we believe that everybody, the doctor, the mechanic, the teacher, everybody that God has allowed to learn, to go 6 years maybe training or degree or 4 years of being a teacher or whichever area of expertise they have, we believe God has positioned those people. In the meantime, we are praying for the healing for my grandson, and his name is Israel, but he still needs to adhere to the medical advice in getting that injection every month. And initially, when he went in, he used to, you know, feel the pain so much. I was thinking of it coming in an RHD. If you know about RHD injection, it can be very, very painful. And the moments of our life at home, when Dorothy Quenny, it's not going to do a little story. Now he's mastered it. I mean, every month, my poor grandson goes for this injection every month of his life. I'm bringing back home and zeroing it to where you are. We are anti-vaccination, or we are talking about this vaccination creating a lie and creating something demonic. And don't know, good friend, no, and Gaselevo will be a testament to it. After we had our live,
listen to this.
After we had our live program yesterday at 11 to 12 from here, I had a friend, and my friend, she's Muslim, married to a European gentleman. And she called me, she was conversing yesterday, and then she said, because kwe kila yo lotu, kwe kila ni ondo masu, kwe kila ondo lolo. Ngirimo kwe kakoya, Rai, I just want to check with you. You know my house girl, and she lives there. Okay, what happened? You know, when I told her to download the app, and she said, no, that's 666. Rai, what is 666? Look, I'm just relaying this story that came in yesterday. But I believe if that's happening with her, or with a particular okay lady, then maybe you may be one of those saying the app is 666. And then she said, I didn't understand what she was talking about. And I was saying, look, if you have to keep on coming to work and look after my house and my property, you will need to download the app or I will do it for you. Then she stopped coming. And then after that, she came back because she wanted the money. So I downloaded the app. And then after that, she said, and I told her, okay, I've got my jab. You need to go for vaccination. She said, no, that's demonic. Eh? That's demonic. And you maybe, you know, you must have heard this story already. And then she said that injection is demonic, like it's a beast. And so, you know, how do you answer those kind of questions? Kibaka ikolo tutiko nikua. Rongo the star babinaka, esenga ni beast na idula, esenga ni beast na waini mate, esenga. Na app, esenga ni 666 na app, esenga ni 666. Genduna kae, you know, really got my attention. And he was sitting yesterday being a witness to the conversation I was having yesterday. And then she said, and then she explained on to me to mention, I mean, this is about the Itoke lady to my Muslim friend. And then she said, look, that 666, if you continue to download that app, and if it's on my phone, they will track everything that I own, and they will take everything that I have. And this is the funny part, funny part about it. She stood still. And then my friend said, you know, right, I look at her, and I said, okay, Lewa, you tell me, If they track you and come and take, what to take? What do you have for them to take?
You got nothing.
For me, yes, they will take. I have my money. They will take whatever I have. But what is there to take? So there may be a lot of stories out there. We are here to, you know, to really zero in to what fear you're having. You really need to sit down today. You need to make the decision from your heart. You need to say to yourself, no, my life matter. My children's life matter. My family's life matter. I matter. Which means I'm not going to allow any explanation whatsoever to define my future or to take away what I have. Look, if you look at the virus, and say the virus is an enemy. It is an enemy. So as you look at the virus as an enemy, you will look for ways to fight the virus.
When you know the virus?
Yes.
You will look for the weapon.
Hallelujah.
And the weapon is distancing.
Amen.
The weapon is mask.
Hallelujah.
The weapon is stay clean.
Amen.
The weapon is containment area.
Hallelujah.
And the last defense is inside.
Yes.
All the weapon is outside.
Yes.
You can't believe in the social distancing.
Hallelujah.
And the mask and don't believe in the last defense from inside.
Amen.
Because all the six, they defend outside. But if it goes inside, that's when the vaccine started.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
because of the fear of the unknown, because of the fear, you don't want to know the truth.
Amen.
The covenant no more homework.
Hallelujah.
The covenant. Niko segani kila iko, seni kila mo nko barra bikina. Hena lebu ni baga madala, kwa nga baga madala nga takoso. Rongo dendu ike baga mbauta, lako isani baga mbauta. That's the reason we are not steady in walking with God. Because we listen from here, we listen from here, we listen from everywhere. And we don't want to listen to your Holy Spirit because every one of us have a Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Every one of
us. Talking to you right now.
There's a Holy Spirit speaking to you.
Amen.
Because of the voice of your friends, the voice of those people.
Yeah.
Because you are already.
Hallelujah.
You already have the negative mindset. Everything that you see becomes negative.
Amen. And you need to understand, like, you know, sit or really assess the virus. What is this virus doing? It's taking away your work. It's closing up the businesses. It's doing a lot of things. And
stopping the children from school.
Going to school. That's a lot of it. It's taking away the normal way of living. It's taking away your life right before you. Are you going to sit there and say, I'm going to have faith and this thing will go away? No. You're not going to stand there and say to yourself, this thing will go away. You need to stand and you fight. And you tell this virus, get out of my way. Get out. Enough of what you're doing. Get out. So we can't go to the COVID. Plus, you know, your test plus, like what Gasilevu has mentioned earlier, you may be in your containment area, you may be in a quarantine, or maybe isolated, whichever. And you may be listening in this morning. Look, you may be tested positive. You fight it. Don't continue to feel sorry for yourself and wallow in and say, okay, I've got coronavirus. No. You stand up and say, get out of my system. You don't belong here. You're foreign here. We're illegal to stay in my body.
Hallelujah.
Because my God created me for who I am. I mean, can the new Methodist, okay, the tested positive. Another fasting, plan another prayer. You need to fight it. Don't continue to take food and say, okay, we feel sorry for you. We'll pray for you. No. No feel sorry, no pity petty calls. You stand up and you tell them, fight. You fight.
Hallelujah.
Which means you need to pray. You need to fast. To fight. Don't say it's going to spread. No. Because don't confess anything. Don't confess anything negative. You confess that this thing will get out of our way. You confess because we are the more than a conqueror, because God has anointed you, called you to be who you are. So tell us, we can then associate the Bono Kevin in New Methodist all over. Check that on our zone area. So we can affect the Bukera, no normal Bukalo. Yes, you can be helping them in the, you know, in addition to what the government gives them, you can. That ration, that's fine. But that finishes today, come back tomorrow, finishes today, come back tomorrow. But you need to build them up from within to fight. You need to do. encourage them, build them up in the spiritual life to fight. They will not fight in the physical, but they will fight in the spiritual. And then check your remaining members of the zone. Encourage them to go for vaccination. Tell them all, you know, about the message. Do not fear. Okay, because so it's still not clear. If you're still confused and you still, you know, have 101 questions, please go to the right forum. If you know it's spiritual, come to us, Bible us, ask us, or ask your denomination, whichever denomination you belong to. If you have medically questions or challenges, please go and see your doctor, see your private doctor, see your family doctor. New Methodist, we have three doctors. We have Dr. Paula Simboleka, Dr. Tiko Samalua, all the way there in the northern, and we have Dr. Chusay Tiko all the way in Manila. But yet, they are accessible on Viber. They are always available.
And also
Tal Talagas. See, for this week, Gaselev is going to stage that, and we will let you know.
Thursday,
we are trying to get the three doctors for New Methodists to Zoom in so you can talk to them and ask them any questions. We want you to have a closure in your life. We want you, like, if you have doubts, then go and get the correct answer so you can have a closure. If you have doubts, go and have the correct answer, have a closure, and then you decide in your life. Will I or will I not? And then you look at yourself. Okay, if I don't, what will affect my family? And if my family is affected, what else is affected? Affect, you know, it's going to affect your livelihood. So the virus is the enemy, not the vaccination, not the vaccine.
Yes.
The virus is the enemy. We are fighting the wrong battle. We are fighting the vaccination, and we are allowing the virus to grow. No, we need to fight the virus and allow this vaccination to help us, to equip us, and also to immune us. Faith. You need to work your faith. You can't sit and pray, okay, Lord, you're going to save me. You're going to cover me with your blood. No, you need to stand up and get vaccinated. You need to do something. You need to work your faith. You need to, you know, work your faith and walk on, not fearing anything out there. Because you believe you've done everything. You have equipped yourself, one Gaselevi said, in the physical outside, and now the vaccination in the inside, getting your soldiers, your body soldiers, ready to fight the battle. So you're ready outside and you're ready inside. What else is there?
Hallelujah.
For you to be afraid of? Oh,
see,
hallelujah.
When she's talking about walking your faith, it's just like David. He has to throw the stone.
Amen.
Before God put the stone in the target.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God can just kill Goliath. Just a spoken word.
Amen.
And Goliath can fall dead wherever he is. But because we have to do our part on the physical before God comes in.
Hallelujah.
In the supernatural. It's just like the cyclone coming. You don't just sit at home and pray.
Yeah, you have to put up
you put up the shutters.
Yes.
You put up the shutters. That's your duty.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Regardless of talents, or the masses, or prayer warrior.
Hallelujah.
You put up the shutters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So what about this? Because the spirit of fear. Spirit of fear.
Amen.
Spirit of fear. You need to know your enemy. Because
Amen.
When you know your enemy, use the right weapon to eliminate your enemy.
Hallelujah.
And I believe that is something that we really need, especially for us. It's okay that we are watching. Still today, as we received a call yesterday from Nandi, from our announcer, and he said, after 1 week of sharing in the cry for our Vanua,
the prayer
at 11 o'clock last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then he said a lot of people, they start to move into vaccination. Why?
Hallelujah.
Because people, they just don't know.
Yes.
So today, we must know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because when you know who you are in Christ, when you know the God that you serve, when you know your destination is out there, you will move on because you have the boldness. Remember, the spirit of fear is not supposed to be mentioned among people
Hallelujah.
That they believe in God.
Yes.
You will always go ahead. You will always say that you will achieve. You will always say that you will get it. There will be abundance.
Yes.
You will, because you are the head, not the tail.
The tail.
Because you
always
know who you
top.
Are.
Yeah.
You know that you will reap according to the word of God. He's already spoken to us.
Amen.
He's already spoken to us. Hallelujah. And we Christian that we are listening this morning, New Methodists that you are listening this morning, Because you listen to any Tom, Dick, and Harry, and because you go to the wrong people
yes.
to get your information.
Wrong fellowship.
That's why the spirit of fear jumped into you.
Amen.
You are listening to the wrong people.
Amen.
You are listening to the wrong messenger.
Hallelujah.
You are listening to the wrong message. Hallelujah. And that's why it created a chaos among Itauke. Why? And then you start to believe in those. It creates a chaos. It creates a fear.
Hallelujah.
When you know your God, you know exactly what you
yes.
do. You know exactly where to go. You know exactly the armor that you use.
Amen.
You know exactly the messenger that you have to follow. Joshua. Oirena mbetera zolatana. Katoni zakamana murira. Multanirena tuina choritani. Ena mazana wai.
Amen.
Know the messenger that you follow. And know the message that you hear.
Hallelujah.
You must know that. If not, you hear a lot of message and just bring chaos.
Hallelujah.
And confusion. And especially fear. Lebo weekend and the barong to go, you correre to Gangori.
Hallelujah.
You go leibuni to go, evango, 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 sanga, you correre. The real thing is rere.
Amen.
The real thing is fear. And then we use all this thing to cover your fear.
Hallelujah.
Today, when we have our Holy Communion, we will come together to rebuke all the spirit of fear. Babuna tuna mushini rawata sonaka.
Amen.
Ndondon mo promote, ndondon mo tosodake, ndondon me achibitake, lebuna kaina nonda rumbula. Ngai tatao tuna spirit. See, the 10 spies nearly canceled Canaan.
Amen.
Vole kasari ni se rasinya de Canaan ni balta non ritukutuku
na leotini.
Ramai pagande otaka na rere. Hallelujah. E kan volta mo rasa rere na Israel, rasa tangi bi Moses. Hadama kendalago mai kine ke salele mbeka na mbulumbulu mai chipita. See how fear disturbed the nation.
Amen.
How fear disturbed the people of God, that they have a destination, that they have a promise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So fear is something that is stopping you. Maybe health to your family, maybe open doors and opportunity of God in your family.
Hallelujah.
Lewe rando mbasuka na nonre ilatinirere. Ralengito mbe akorendo ungito business korendo business they go overseas really lay British army so we in Lubenda they break that fear oh sabina kangana toka ina korok tu sa toka ngapi bolakati kologo isubongori le yadongole so those kind of things stop people and becomes the spirit that goes within the Tauke community in El Nirere.
Amen.
Sagani rao rao ikona le ilo uningori Lilo, nibita numulun, 200,000. Poto, kudiana gai soma, see? All those negative, all those words
Amen.
That intimidate our spirit. Kakwa ni torabaga mamanda na spirit of fear. Kakwa ni watorabaga mamanda na spirit nire. Nido barwa tu mainikuwa.
Hallelujah.
O new Methodist, eh?
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, just put COVID-19 on the side. Some of us, when we are sick, we don't even take ourselves to the doctor. We fear to hear
the truth, to be told,
you've got this. If you're not connected, in the wrong order earlier, it's best for you to hear it earlier so you can come and have time to correct your way of living or to, you know, do something about it other than very, very late. No, it's not supposed to be.
We don't want that.
So it's always good to hear the truth. And I believe there is the same spirit that is operating and it's coming closer to home now.
Yes.
That we fear the unknown, that we fear to be told, or that we fear. And most, maybe some of us will be saying, okay, we only get injection if we're sick. I am not sick. I'm good as healthy, you know, fit as the funeral. And you'll be saying to yourself, why should I go and get injection? I am good. Yes, we know you are good. Just like the children when they were born. They go for their clinic. I mean, they're just newborn. But yet they get vaccinated. They get their polio, they get their tetanus, or they get whatever injection that they get, you know, throughout their clinic days. It's the same for us. So that injection is not coming to you because you're sick. It's coming to you to fight or to prepare you or to protect you. So today, make the decision for yourself. Don't allow other people to make the decision for yourself. Because you might know, maybe some people are, you know, encouraging the anti-vaccination, but yet, because out of fear, they've gotten themselves already jabbed.
They already got vaccinated,
and they're cheering you on. And we are not, you know, knowing the facts and the figures of everything that is happening, and we are on the wrong side. So help yourself, help your family, because you matter, your family matter, your achievement matter. What, you know, you've worked so hard to where you are and what you've got. Don't allow that. Don't allow anything. Don't allow fear to take everything out of your, you know, of everything that God has given you. You need to fight. You need to stand up and speak up for your family. You need to stand up, you know, and tell your relatives. You need to get people to believe that there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's telling us some things to do. Because when we go this way, you know, your jobs will come back. Things will come back to normal. As long as we are going this way, it may not be the same as what it was, but at least it's going to bring back normalcy in a little way. You can go back to work. You can do other things. Why? Because you're protected no matter what happens. You know, this coronavirus or this COVID-19 that has been feared across globally from the first hit, second hit, some countries are on the third hit, and us, we're on the second hit. No matter the fear, you know, on what it has brought into our land, we must know that one time this same thing that we are fearing, one day will be just like a flu.
$5 million.
But Because you are ready to physically fight it. So today, you need to make the decision for yourself. Don't allow others to make the decision for you. You do it because you love your family, you love your society, you love your community, and you love your Fiji. We love our Fiji. Let us stand together. So some of you school children, you know, may be bored with this vaccination talk and all this COVID-19 talks, and you may be sitting at home, you know, getting bored with everything that is happening. You're not part of your friends, you're not on social media, you don't have any phone, you know, to communicate with everybody. So it's been a while, you've lost contact with your friends, or like there's no outlet for you. So life can be very depressing, sometimes can be mental. And so most of us at home, if we are not careful with a lot of things happening and less place to go and vent out, at least you can go to the bar, you know, you have a drink and drink it out. Okay, this is my, you know, time out. Or you go to a coffee place, you sit down and say, okay, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. I don't want to see my family yet. I don't want to see my workplace. I just want to breathe. I want a space. You know, we look for space and we know where to go. But with this current situation that we're facing here in Fiji, I mean, mostly for the Central Division, you can't find a place to vent out. You can't find a place to find your space. And without that happening, without you knowing, it can be mental, because it can be so depressed. It can be so overwhelming, and it can affect you even living in the comfort of your house.
Hallelujah.
The only way out is for you to fight, and fight it with a good fight and a good faith, for you to believe that this God is your God. So stand still today, like what David the psalmist is saying in Psalms 1. You know, blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the mockers. So walk away, go away, don't be part of the negative going. Maybe there's a lot of negativity going in the social media. Don't be part of it. Stay away from it. And then he says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruit at the right time. Whatever he touches, it shall prosper. So in the midst of pandemic, globally, wherever you are, you're in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, in Vanuatu, wherever you are, whatever you touch, it will prosper. Not because of you, but because of the God that you serve, and because of the environment that you have created, because of the condition that you have allowed in your life to bring about the fullness of God in your life. So don't be fearful of what is not there.
Yeah,
don't
take away the spirit of fear.
Yeah, of what is out there. Because Gustav is going to lead us today when we have our Holy Communion. When we do have our Holy Communion, we can the Tozoko. I will invite all of us to walk to the front when we have our Holy Communion. We will need to uproot the spirit of fear, like what we mentioned earlier.
Spirit
not
of
only
fear.
The fear in the known things that you can see. No, it can be the fear of even speaking up. You know, your fear, if you speak up, somebody's going to tell you off. Or if I say this, you know, I'm going to, not going to do it the right way. Like you
spirit
lack the confidence.
Fear.
Because
demonic.
That fear, like, it comes to you in different percentages. It can be very low, even very small, and very insignificant for you to say, okay, I cannot even stand up to say my name. You know, I fear the fact that if I do, just by fearing to stand in front of everybody. So your elements of fear can be different. It varies from as little as that, and fearing the needle here or here, or fearing of no money and fearing no, you know, there's no food, fearing of the unknown and fearing on how you're going to look after your family. That element of fear comes to you in totally different levels. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to kill today. And that's why Ngasilev is taking us on the fear. So when you have your Holy Communion today, you need to tell God and ask God to deliver you from the spirit of fear. Because fear is even, you don't do your work well because you fear that you don't know the knowledge. You haven't done that work before. So you're not confident in doing that work. And you fear that. You just fear of stepping out in the unknown, of learning something new. Or you've been told to do something and then you look at it and say, I haven't done this before. You know, like that fear just holds you back. No. You continue to step up and you continue to move forward. You continue to say to yourself, I will get it done. I know that my God is with me. Because that reassurance that God is with you, you will know for a fact in your heart that anything and anything you touch, it will prosper because it's no longer the people around you. It's no longer you. It becomes God that is in you. And
hallelujah.
You need to believe that.
Thank
because
you,
according to the truth of His word in Deuteronomy 28:13, that God has made you to be always at the top, never be at the bottom, to be always the head and never the tail. So know today with that within you, then fight this fear and start a new chapter of your life today because your life matters.
We are here to encourage you not to fear, because fear is the opposite
hallelujah.
Of faith. You cannot raise your level of faith if you have spirit of fear.
Amen.
And fear is demonic. I'll say that again. Fear is demonic. It's from the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul said, we are not given the spirit of fear.
Hallelujah.
But we are given the spirit of boldness,
yeah.
power, and sound mind. So when you have the spirit of fear, You are not thinking properly.
Mm.
You are not deciding for yourself. Mm. You are waiting for people to decide for you.
Hallelujah.
And that's what is happening now. But when you have your God with you, you will not have the spirit of fear.
Amen.
And that's why we're encouraging everyone today.
Hallelujah.
Spirit of fear is demonic. Some of you that you are not going well in the things of your financial situation because fear. You are not feeling good if you don't have any money, even though food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's spirit of fear. You cannot invest on something that you need to give everything.
Hallelujah.
Because that is spirit of fear. You can't serve God well and change the way that you worship because you fear your relatives, your friend. You are not coming to their gathering.
Amen.
You are no longer joining them. You are not coming to where they sit and tell Noah. That's all spirit of fear.
Hallelujah.
Today, as we come and partake in our Holy Communion, we need to believe and uproot the spirit of fear. Jesus just performed something in Tiberias and told them, go to the other side. In the middle of the ocean, Jesus was walking on the water.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And they fell frightened so much, they forgot that it can be Jesus. They didn't say, hey, an angel. Oh, it must be Jesus. Jesus can walk on the water. They said, oh, it's
a ghost.
It's a ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Jesus performed so many
Amen.
Miracles.
Yeah.
And yet they still see the negative side. Why? Fear. You know, sometimes when we say negative words about other people, that's fear. You are fearing that they are better than you.
Amen.
You condemn people because they are better than you.
Amen.
You speak negative about people because they are better than you.
Hallelujah.
Spirit of fear. Spirit of fear. Today, as we come and partake
yes.
the bread and the wine, eliminate fear from your system.
Amen.
And you will see what God will open doors and opportunities.
Hallelujah.
The new areas that God will take you to.
Why? Amen.
Because you've removed the spirit of fear. So let us come before the Lord and in faith, believing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us partake together. The bread represents the body of Christ. And when we partake it, let us remember him.
Amen.
So let us eat together. When they have eaten, Jesus said, this wine represents my blood. Whenever we partake the wine, remember my blood. The new covenant. Remember me, Jesus said. So today, as we are about to partake the wine, let us remember Jesus. The power in his blood to seal and cover
Amen.
Our life. So let us drink together. Lord, we come before you today. We thank you, Father God, for
yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
For the spirit of fear will be uprooted from our system.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that we, our faith will uproot our fear. We are believing in you. We are
Hallelujah.
Believing in the God that we serve. He walks on the water, multiply the breads and fish.
In Jesus'
He healed the sick and raised the dead.
Hallelujah.
And we are believing today. Thank you for the bread represent
yes,
his
oh
body.
Father, thank you for
and
your
we
bonus.
Thank you, Father God.
Yes.
We go, Father
thank
God,
Jesus.
Your blood represents the new covenant.
Oh, hallelujah.
So we are so thankful today as we receive the spirit of faith, the faith in our life.
In
because
Jesus
we
name.
Are given the spirit of boldness,
in
of
Jesus
sound
name.
Mind and love. And we thank you, Father God, for this wonderful time that we come together as we uproot the spirit of fear.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of
oh,
Jesus,
hallelujah.
We bind the fear
yes, oh, Father.
In our family,
yes.
in our children,
yes,
in our
Jesus
nation,
name.
In our
in
provinces,
Jesus name.
In our Tekina. The fear that has been in Tokay's
deliver our nation, Lord.
Raised for
name.
Quite some time.
Yes, Father.
The spirit of fear,
oh,
we uproot it right now.
In Jesus'
we
name.
We cast it to the lake of fire where
in
it belongs.
Jesus
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we speak against
oh, hallelujah.
Fear. In Jesus' name we come against fear.
Thank
in
you, Jesus.
Jesus' name we
yes,
conquer
Father.
Fear.
Oh,
this is our prayer. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Amen, amen. And amen. Oh, hallelujah.
We will pray for the,
thank you, Jesus.
For the giving, the box.
Yes, hallelujah. We'll also pray for the box this morning. Like we always say, these are the requests that has been sent across to my TV
yeah.
office, as well as for those of you who have done direct transfers and whoever, text, Viber, in whichever way that you have sent your CD. And also goes to all New Methodists wherever you are at and
mission
having
Sunday,
your mission Sunday today or you're giving in your own worship center or your zone. In whichever level, globally, for New Methodists. So we will have these prayers. And also special mention to those of you on the airtime investors. To all the families, we have a few non-New Methodists globally. And thank you for a few zones and few
Amen.
Individuals that have invested into the airtime. So
yeah.
all the airtime that we play every day, those are paid airtime slots. And we have people there called airtime
Hallelujah.
Investors. And I know you're listening in today. And also we will remember you in this prayer because whatever that you sit and give, it's not to the church and not to the organization, but to God himself because it helps the sharing of the gospel. So we will also remember you. And also for those of you who always tithe, directly to my TV with your list as you write or list as you send is actually captured in here.
Amen.
So we might not go into details on the list, But we will need you to have faith because you know the list that you have written and you believe and have faith. So the list ranges from, you know, the womb to be conceiving, having a child, ranges from rebellious children, ranges from wanting to purchase a house or clearing the mortgage or buying a car or helping their family home. There's quite a fair bit. So you know your detailed list that you have sent across to us. And also you know your list when you're logging in with us right now and joining us on this prayer. And we would like you to come in agreement as we pray for this list and know for a fact that this God, he answers our prayer according to Jeremiah 33:3. Call out to me and I will answer and I will show you miraculous thing that you know nothing about. So let's come before the Lord in prayer and we will pray. Father,
amen.
We thank you for the lives of those that have seeded into the airtime. They've invested their funds, so Father. They invested their money for them to live on. And they've shared, O Lord Jesus, to bring about and help this platform to be able to share your word to those that are in need all across, O Father, Fiji and globally. And also, Father, we remember those who have been tithing and sending across directly to the ministry account, so Father, all over the world. We also commit them unto your good hands, so Father. They are all over the place because they are being convicted by your Holy Spirit to do what they wanted to do and needed to do. And we receive and we call their list coming to pass, just like in Romans 4:17. When you say, Father, that you are the God that calls the dead to life. And you call things that are not as though they are. And we call things that are not as though they are. Father, and they come in agreement. Wherever they are, they're listening in today. And please search their heart and answer their heart's cry. And listen to their prayers. Heal their home, Father, and help their finances. And guide them, Father, and answer their prayer requests this morning. Lord, we come in agreement. And we believe, Father, and we commit whatever that's transpired today. Those that still has to make a decision for their life and they're still sitting on the edge, Father, we commit them all to you. We pray for our nation, Fiji, or our beloved nation, Fiji. We pray, Father, for those in leadership, O Lord. And we pray, Jesus, as they lead our country, you're going to give them, O Father, the knowledge, the intelligence. You're going to give them the know-how and the right decision-making, O Father, to lead us Fijians and to lead us, oh Father, the occupants and the people of Fiji. And we pray, Lord, that you're going to guide them and lead them and help our frontliners and help the health workers, so Father. Lord, we pray that you're going to be with them, most of them and most of the companies, so Father, they're living together in the bubble and they're not returning home. Please, Lord, visit them. Guide them and lead them and give them peace and watch over their household and watch over their family. Lord, we stand together today. We believe and we receive. We receive enough beds, oh, Father, to cater for those that are in need at the CWM. We also, Father, call healing to those that are still
healing
sick.
To those
we receive,
that are
Father, healing
isolation.
Because only you
we receive healing,
the greatest
Jesus
healer.
Name.
Because you are Jehovah Rapha, the greatest healer. By your stripes, we are completely healed. Father, we receive and we believe all these things. We call things, oh Father, into our lives. We call the greatness of what you have made us to be.
Yes,
we
miracles.
Stand, oh Father, today miracles. Boldly to take ownership and to say that it is ours because you have given it to us and you have gifted it to us by your grace. We pray this prayer through no other name, but through the grace of your Son and our King and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and everybody say
amen
and amen. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. According to Psalms 27:13.
Hallelujah.
Then I will be confident to say that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Look, claim that goodness, because that goodness you are accessible to. All over the world, God has created, spoke, and came to be in the universe. He has given you his goodness. So grab his goodness and be confident to walk with his goodness. Be bold and never fear. Your life matters. Join us again next Sunday at 10:30 of the same program. And in the afternoon, if you have nothing going, we have Gus Levy joining you at about 3 o'clock. Talking about tithe, please join in because he will
power
be having...
of giving. Yeah.
One of the testimony who will be here with us tonight in the afternoon because he usually have a guest every Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
So join in and listen in. You know, it's not just his preaching and not the way he explained it, but people coming in to testify, they've done it, it worked, and it can also work in their lives. So join him at 3 o'clock. And on that note, Vinaka Bakalevu, and all the best from Fiji.
Amen.